a fantasy channel that you gotta see.
It's like a fantasy football fantasy. Like catching
a football. This is really fucking crazy. Oh boy. Two games to go. Boy. Anyway, had a great weekend. I had a buddy come into town from Tampa, and I was playing chaperone. And, you know, I was making the stops. And, you know, one of the stops, that goes to my favorite place, Rusty's. You know, I was stopping by, saying hi to DA. You know, usually get me a couple of shots. And, lo and behold, some people are striking up the band again. We saw Iron Will out from the shadows with a new girlfriend, you know, new wife. I mean, this guy is just pimping, man. This guy just gets a girl every other month. And just, man, good for him, man. You got the gift, right? I mean, when you just have the gift to just have a hot chick, hang out with her, when they get crazy, then you just 2 months later, you get a new one, and then you get a new one. I'm sitting there, I mean, I can't even get a date. This guy's asking me, hey, Minna, what's up with you and the girls? Absolutely nothing. I can't even get a girl to stay engaging text messaging, let alone meet me in person. So, you know, it's just very cool to see him out there. You know, Marlo and Derek were out there, Black Robert, we were all out there, man. Just kind of met up, man. It was all accidental, obviously. They didn't give me the invite. What else is new? You know, they're not Donnie. You know, they don't give me a shout out. They just kind of do their thing. And if I show up, hey, we're thinking about you. Yeah, right. You weren't thinking about shit, motherfuckers. And then they go on to just make jokes about me in front of everyone, right? I mean, I'm just the token black guy. Like, Robert seems to have, he's like the plantation guy, like the Samuel L. Jackson character in, what's that movie? Not Kill Bill, but I forgot the name of it. That black slave movie by Tarantino. Like, he's Samuel L. Jackson. He's like the house slave, you know? They just got, like, all the perks and shit. He thinks he's white. That's Robert. And they all give him a pass. So they just turn their attention on me, and they start busting jokes. Getting all out of control, you know? It's just fucking hilarious that I'm just laughing there. My buddy's just sitting there like, okay, this is what happens every time you go out. I'm like, yeah, this is what happens. It's so much discrimination in this town, I'll tell you. But we had a great time. Kevin, I did talk to Marlo about joining your team. I really gave him a sales pitch. Hopefully he comes through. But, I mean, at least I tried. At least I tried, man, because, boy, things didn't change this week for you, huh? They sure didn't. So let's get this show on the road, man. Oh, man. It's really crazy, dude. Really crazy. So here we go, man. First up is myself versus Deeves. Well, I mean, Deeves, you've been really spiraling out of control, to say the least. And this week was no different. I mean, you threw in three Seahawks in there to see what he could do, what they can do. And Russell Westbrook didn't come through. He did come through, but he didn't throw to those guys. You had Doug Baldwin being the highest recipient of them all, but you had J.D. McKissick. What's going on in Seattle, by the way? I mean, they got Eddie Lacy, they got Procise, they got Rawls. They got so many guys there. I don't even know what's going on, right? I mean, it just seems like it's running back by committee, and they are sure wishing Marshawn Lynch was there. But anyway, I see that you started those guys, and that was the matchup going into Monday night with us. It was 3-on-3, and, you know, I won that one. Matty Ryan came through solid, so I'm thankful about that. And let me see if you left some bench points on the bench. Yes, you did. Well, actually, no, because Delaney and O.J. Howard came through at the same rate. I think maybe Phillip Rivers would have helped you. It was a close game, for sure. We're looking at 85. Yeah, so, you know, Phillip Rivers would have helped. You would have tied it. Actually, you would have won the game. But, you know, those are the kind of decisions that cost you a game, cost you a season. And right now, you're looking at 4-7, my friend. And, you know, it's a good team, man. I was really high on it, but it seems like those guys don't want to play. It seems like John Elway came into that locker room and called them soft, so. You know, I don't know what to tell you, man. We got two games left. You got to get your shit together. As for me, like I said, there's nothing to talk about. I mean, all we're doing is working. We're just trying to work, and hopefully we, you know, on to MVP Realty. That's it. Next up, speaking of MVP, he had a game as well, and he ended up showing up. Wow. I mean, this guy really is trying to let everyone know that he knows what he's doing. 122 points, and you know, really solid outing here. You have Ben, Big Ben came through 40 points. Look at that, he's finally showing up. Yeah, your whole squad came through. Alshon Jeffrey, DeAndre Hopkins. I really thought that was going to scale down a bit down there in Houston, but it seems like Tom Savage is being a savage. And Jordan Howard, he's really stepped it up, man. He had a slow start, but he really has owned the position, and he's making some headway, man. He's really doing some good things. Crabtree was solid. Steelers D was solid. You know, you really did a great job with 122 points overall. Everyone came through. Greg Zuerlein, man, what, you know, that was a really ugly game in Minnesota. They started off really good, the Rams did, and then all of a sudden the typhoon came through, and Case Keenum fucking throwing touchdowns, and that defense is really good. You know, they're probably top two teams, Minnesota Vikings, behind the Eagles. It's crazy as we got to say that. So, but Matty, as for you, you know, you just didn't have any production from your running backs. Adrian Peterson has slowed down, didn't give you anything there. So did Marco Murray. You didn't get anything from your tight end. You got decent production from your wide receivers, but again, the Rams, they went ahead and got stymied over in Minnesota. So all those players just took a hit, you know. Your defense was solid. Everything, you know, nothing great. It was just more of MVP showing up. I mean, when you're having, you know, 122 points, it's going to be hard. But you guys did your part. Fitzgerald, that's an interesting move. You benched him. You know, he's been really productive all year long. So I'm not understanding why you did that, you know, over Robert Woods, per se. Carson Wentz, it wouldn't matter. I'm riding Carson Wentz, Matty, every week, nonstop. I don't care. I just think he's that good, that consistent. So, but overall, I mean, you did a good job, but it just wasn't good enough. And now you're at 6-5, right in the race, man, right in the thick of things. So we'll see how this all plays out, man. This has been so weird, man. Woo! All right, next up, man. Money Never Sleeps, Diesel versus Big Blue Paul. Paul's been another one, man. It's just been spiraling down. And this week has been no different. But like I've said many times, he got some hits. He has some excuses, at least, to be in a shitty position that he's in. And Diesel said, hey, you know, I don't give a flying fuck. I'm trying to win here. I'm trying to make some money. And, you know, he started Jay Cutler. I don't know what that was all about. That fucker got concussed by the guy knocking him the fuck out, throwing them crazy passes. Jay Cutler being Jay Cutler. What else is new? And, you know, Mark Ingram, wow. I mean, every time I look at your scoreboard, Diesel, I mean, Mark Ingram is up there, isn't he? He's up there scoring 20, 30 points every week the last 4 or 5 weeks. What a great trade for you. And he's come through. Kenyon Drake hasn't been the guy that showed up for Miami. It's been more of Williams. That was a really weird game down there in Miami, man. But hey, go Bucks. We figured it out. Mike Evans, and you know, did his thing. Thielen showed up. Jimmy Graham. Russell Wilson actually threw him the ball a bit. Darkwall. You know, everybody came through, man. Solid job. 124 points. Can't complain there. That's a lot of production you had there outside of your quarterback position. So that was really good. Justin Tucker. I mean, he's Mr. Automatic. So, you know, on your end, Paul, I mean, there's just not much you could talk about. I mean, other than your receivers, they came through, Demaryius Thomas and Devontae, right? I mean, you're tight end. No, it's okay. Williams, yeah. Prescott, yeah, it really shows that Dak has been exposed without Ezekiel Elliott. It's one thing to talk about the offensive line, but it goes to show you how much of an impact or how much respect the defenses have for Ezekiel Elliott. Now to the point where they're saying, okay, Dak, we'll go ahead and throw it around, and he's not showing up. He got 4 turnovers. He's just really fucking things up over there. So I would say, man, let me see your bench real quick, man. If you could just, I mean, Stafford, I mean, at this point, I would go plug in Stafford. You know, they're more in the playoff hunt, and obviously I think Stafford's a better quarterback, but Dak is just really exposing himself to not being who we thought he was, right? I mean, he needs Ezekiel. He's not there. But there was nothing that was going to save you as far as your production, because it's just too many points to overcome. So Diesel, man, Diesel's on a run, man. Holy shit, man. He's trying to go back to back. Do this thing. Good shit, dude. Next up. Oh, I was laughing about this one. Deronimo versus my man A-Train. Ooh, good. 173. Wow, Ron. Who fucking pissed you off this weekend? 173 points, man. At one point, I was looking at the score. It was 173-73. I said, oh, my God. A-Train needs a fucking miracle. You know, where do I start with your team, Ron? I mean, everyone just went balling. I mean, everyone did. I mean, dog, your flex didn't, but Jaguars defense. I mean, who would have thunk that? I was laughing at you, Ron, during draft. You went and picked the Rams. You went ahead and picked the Jaguars back-to-back on defense. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Man, you're going to make us all pay. I love that. I love that. And I'm seeing Melvin Gordon, Kamara, Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen. Wow, look at Keenan Allen. It's real good to see Keenan Allen in week 11 and not hurt, not be on IR. I know he can do shit like that. I always pick Keenan Allen, and by week 5, he's done for the year. I'm like, all right, good. You know, thanks for the memories. So, Kelsey. Yeah, you know, Kansas City's spiraling down, but hey, Travis Kelsey is doing his thing. Good. That's good to see, man. But yeah, what? What do you attribute this to, Ron? Huh? You've been eating your veggies? What you been doing over there? Look at that. Mariota, 23, on the bench. I mean, you just had too much firepower. You could have gave him a few points. Come on, now. You could have made this a little bit, you know, more challenging. You don't got to go out there and throw it in people's face. Hey, you good? That's fucked up, you know? A-Train's starting a battle here, but you know, other than Russell Wilson and Antonio Brown, I mean, you need a lot of help. 117 points. I mean, what can you do? You score 117, you win most of the times in this league. Well, no, not against Ron. Ron was going for 200. Fucking asshole. Ron, you're a fucking asshole. Well, kudos, man. Go ahead. Keep doing the Spurrier route, right? I mean, just keep firing it up, not having any remorse. So that comes back to bite you. Remember that. Remember that, sweet Ron. All right, next up, my man, Kevin. TOFB, Team Out for Blood versus Smells Like Fish Donnie. And, you know, this is another predictable outcome, man. And this has gotten ugly for you, Kev. I mean, we got to get it up there in the 80s, 80s, 90s at least. And, I mean, it just didn't work out for you. A couple guys got hurt there, Aaron Jones, Chris Thompson. And, you know, it's Julius Thomas. What a disappointment there in Miami. But that was, you know, Jay Cutler used to know what the heck he's going to do. And then Fitzpatrick, I mean, how about them Bucks, dude? Fitzpatrick just had the good Fitzpatrick come out. Love it. Fucking love it. And, you know, but unfortunately for you, I mean, you were going up against Tom Brady, Todd Gurley, fucking Duke Johnson has some points up there. The Ravens defense. The Ravens defense. What the fuck? Yeah, that tells you Hundley. Yeah, forget Kaepernick, right? Hundley will get the job done. I don't know about that. I'd rather see Kaepernick run around, you know. At least he's going to do something. And this is the thing, you know, I don't want to get into it, but it just lets you know how shitty the quarterback play is, that you know guys like Kaepernick should have a job. But, hey, when you take a stance like he does, that's the price you pay, right? But, yeah, Hundley was looking terrible. It's, like, so disgusting. Like, you know, how can you play that? And they're having a party. Goodness. I don't know what to attribute that to. I mean, Ravens are in a situation. They got, who else did they get back? They got Danny Woodhead back. They just kind of get on a good run here. I want to say, what's their record now? I don't even fucking know. But anyway, that was a good win over there in Green Bay. You just can't usually show up there and get a W in that type of fashion. But, man, I mean, Kevin just didn't give you a fight, Burt. Nah, Donnie, he didn't give you a fight, man. He tried. He's trying, though. You know, it's not like he's not trying, but when it's like, you know, you just need a roster. You need players. No matter how good the coach is, you need players, man. Phil Jackson needs Jordan and Kobe, you know? Like, you know, Kevin just doesn't have any help. Fuck. We're going to get you there, Kevin. I believe in you. I think one day you're going to rise all above this. You're going to do like Sweet Ron. You're going to go ahead and take all the lessons from this year, and you're going to apply them next year, man. You're going to come hard. I know it. I fucking know it. But congratulations to you, Donnie, 7-4. Holding in tight, you know, you're tied for second right now. So keep the party going, man. And have fun tonight over at the basketball game, you know. I mean, Donnie's like the best friend. He's always reaching out for you. He's always looking out for you. And, you know, I'm always shooting him down. It just never fails. You know, I'm always having to be a parent. You know, it never fails. But, you know, I love you, Donnie. Just remember that. You're the best. Last on the menu, guys. Here we go. Big Burke the Commish versus Runs and Throws. And Runs and Throws, man. You squeezed one out last night, huh? You finally squeezed one out with Sanu coming through. I like that. You go ahead and save him face 5-6, man, because you were looking really ugly there at one point. But, you know, for Burke, man, Alex Smith let you down. I mean, they've been really spiraling out of control. I saw some gadget plays they were trying to do. You know, like, Kansas City's all screen plays, all short plays, and I think the league has figured that out. Like, you know, Alex Smith can't be throwing that ball 30 yards deep. All he does is screens, you know, ball screens, little flea flickers, and all this, like, wraparound shit. You know, they do a lot of, like, horizontal instead of vertical shit, and I think the league has figured that out. And Alex Smith, boy, good, you know, good serviceable back. So hopefully they bounce back in Kansas City. I mean, 5-4, whatever, 6-4, Jesus. That's an ugly spell there. Excuse me. You know, Aguilar let you down, bro. Wow, -0.2. Look at Cameron Brate. Like I said, man, I would bail out on all bucks right now. Marshawn Lynch did solid, but let me see if he left some points on the board here. On the bench, I should say. Yeah. Yeah, Samaji, but that was one of those that you didn't know that was going to happen. And now he's listed as questionable. What the fuck, you know? Fucking crazy. DeSean Jackson gave you some points. Yeah, it would have helped you with that. Yeah, so it was really close, man. Just a couple bad moves there. But yeah, if you would have switched over to DeSean Jackson and had, shit, even Danny Woodhead would have gotten you. No, he wouldn't, because you already had, no, I'm looking at the flex, dude. My fault. No, you would have been fine. Yeah, you just needed one guy at least. DeSean Jackson, you would have been fine. Goodness. I mean, this is really sad, Burke. I mean, you're really just barely hanging in there, and now you're 6-5, tied for fourth. And, you know, my man Carter, he's tied for eighth, so we'll see how that goes, man. But, wow, what a weird week, right, guys? I mean, I've never seen anything like this where, oh, gosh, I mean, at the end of the day, you're looking at Sweet Ron, right, and Donnie having the buys. And then it's a big clusterfuck after that, you know. It's Burke versus Donnie at the 3-6 matchup, and then MVP is at fifth seed versus A-Train. Like, you know, I don't get that. So right now, you know, Big Burke Commish, you're at 6-5, right? I mean, and you got myself and Carter breathing down your necks with two games left. You and Rough Buff. I mean, Maddie's out of it. Maddie was like locked in top two seed and he spiraled out. What the fuck is going on? I mean, this is crazy. You know, I won four. I mean, Diesel's won five in a row. I mean, MVP, you know, he's doing his thing. He's won two. I mean, A-Train, you lost four in a row. Oh, goodness. What the fuck, guys? We got to get this shit together. Shout out to Kevin, lose 8 in a row. Man, well, at least you got your W, though. I mean, that's the one thing, man. You don't want to go 0-12 in this league. I'll tell you that. Whatever the fuck it is, man. You're going to be fine, Kevin. You're going to be fine. I'll tell you that, man. I got your back. Don't you worry, brother. But, yeah, that's the week in review, man. I'm keeping it short and sweet. There's nothing exciting that I'm happy about here. But let's look at this waiver wire action. When it comes to some of the flex options here, Kenny Still seems like Corey Clement. It seems to be like they're going. He's going. What's the other guy? Barber. They have another running back over in Philly. Seems like they're like their third down backs, and they just interchanging a lot of those guys. It's like the same thing that's going on in New England. You know, you just three headed monster over there in New England. So you don't know who to pick. But Kenny Stills, you have a Keeler running back Chargers where he seems like he's starting to split the carries with Gordon. Travis Benjamin. I don't know the situation there, but the Chargers, seems like he, I mean, he had 6.5, 2.8 last week, but overall he's getting some points. There's nothing crazy here in the waiver wire. Marquise Goodwin. Who was the guy, the wide receiver for the Giants? That seems to be like a good pickup there. I mean, he seems like he's making a name for himself. I forgot his name. But anyway, that maybe he's already picked up. Who knows? You know, it's not Odell Beckham. I forgot his name, but I don't want to go into that. For quarterbacks, you know, there's a bunch of beautiful shit out there with Jacoby Brissett, Case Keenum. I mean, go ahead, take your luck, D-Rock. Take that Case Keenum. Take that Blake Bortles that you did a couple years ago. Matt Forte is out there. Interesting. I mean, he's solid, man. Matt Forte is okay. So D-Rock had to make a decision there. But, I mean, that's the week in review, guys. I mean, we're coming down to the last two games here, Thanksgiving. We're going to have fun as we usually do. And I hope for everyone that you have a great time with your family and loved ones. I'll be spending time with my little one. So, you know, I'm not going to see any of you fucks. And I may be late with that podcast. Who knows? But, you know, I'll be doing other things. But happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Hope you have a good turkey day, time off, and relax. It's that time of the year, so let's enjoy.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. Right?